Hello everyone, it's Gigi here. I am thrilled to have the opportunity to introduce our esteemed guest, Dr. Hyacinth, once again. He is the brilliant author of Where Is Your Happiness? Today, he will be discussing a captivating topic, the connection between art and happiness. Let's relax and indulge in this enriching subject. In this episode, Dr. Hyacinth will explore how art can enhance our lives and bring a sense of serenity and balance. So sit back, listen, and enjoy. Bonne écoute, Dr. Hyacinth.
Thank you, Gigi. I am delighted to present another episode of Where Is Your Happiness? Today's topic is what art can teach you about happiness. Generally speaking, happy people have a grip on reality, meaning they easily recognize it and have no doubt about it. But according to Arthur Schopenhauer, art transcends reality. To put it another way, it provides essential knowledge that is more profound than the everyday experience and that transports your mind to another space, namely the realms of spirituality and idealism. Art is an intuition expression linking human beings to animals, emotions, and desires. The art form itself encompasses different ways of artistic expression, such as poetry, novel, painting, sculpturing, and music. All of them are created with imaginative skills that express, at times, important ideas and hidden emotions. Indeed, every one of us, as per Plato and the Indian philosophy, sees reality through different lenses, which is the reason why we have to adopt a pure form of ideas, namely the forms that are more real than we perceive. From the beginning, art represents what human skills have to offer in making items, derived from wanting to make their surroundings more beautiful with, for instance, architecture, painting, sculpture, and jewelry. In addition, it stands as a form of expression, therapy, social construct, and storytelling. Scientifically, without too much qualm, that art, through its avatar, is putting the final touch on ideas and emotions to reach that transcendental reality. In essence, it is a reflection of our inspiration and surroundings and a provider of meaningful life worldwide. About the use of art, science has shown that, by way of its appreciation, it helps us understand better the individuals around us and the world. By elevating our spirits, it makes us feel good and creates deeper understanding. Whether you paint a canvas or view a painting, art engagement alleviates stress, anxiety, and depression. Furthermore, it decreases your blood pressure and even speeds up your recovery from illness or injury. Indeed, according to the genius philosopher Schopenhauer, music transcends reality, especially Baroque music, an 18th century tune that elevates emotional well-being and brings joy and happiness on a long-term basis. Researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine have demonstrated that it elevates awareness, increases prediction, stimulates the brain, and ameliorates memory. It sounds like a bitter pill to swallow for the skeptics, considering that only 15% of men and 20% of women listen to classical music. So our suggestion is to try at least every night for 10 minutes and you will recognize the positive aspects. Lastly, with rationality. Art washes away your life, and especially music abolishes strife. If you are satisfied with that piece and are altruistic enough, do not hesitate to pass it on to your family, loved ones, friends, and acquaintances until the next time we adopt compassion as the basis of morality. Goodbye for now. Love and peace. I am Dr. Hyacinth.
This musical piece is an interpretation of our late beloved Dr. Goldsmith Dorval, author of a book exploring the impact of music on our lives and well-being, as eloquently discussed by Dr. Hyacinth in the podcast.